Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network, where we offer you podcasts of the supernatural and the unexplained. Get ready now for Shades of the Afterlife with Sandra Champlain.
The thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are thoughts and opinions only, and do not necessarily reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. You are encouraged to do the proper amount of research yourself, depending on the subject matter and your needs.
Hi, I'm Sandra Champlain. For almost 25 years, I've been on a journey to prove the existence of life after death. On each episode, we'll discuss the reasons we now know that our loved ones have survived physical death, and so will we. Welcome to Shades of the Afterlife. Today is a celebration episode, and I'll tell you why in just a second. And we're also going to talk to Sherry Pearl, who does a lot with recording EVP, electronic voice phenomena. So why are we celebrating? Because the movie is out. I am the producer of my very first film, along with Robert Lyon, who is really the brains behind the whole operation. We have created a film called Rinaldi, Instrumental Transcommunication from the Other Side. And for me, Miss Sonia Rinaldi is the best reason to believe in the afterlife. For over 30 years, she's been working in a laboratory in Brazil, collecting voices from those who are deceased. Mainly, she's worked with parents. And at some point, she started working with cameras and collects pictures and videos from the afterlife. You have to see it to believe it, but it is an amazing story. So we've got a full-length documentary all about her, including many of the parents that Sonia has worked with, some audio clips recorded from the other side, some pictures, seeing how she does it, some history of instrumental transcommunication, and more. It's really a great film, and it just came out. So the best way to watch it right now is to go to my website, which is wedontdie.com, and right there on the home screen, you can click on it. Eventually, we'll have it on Amazon Prime and hopefully on some of the other big channels. But for right now, we're launching it just to our community until we can get it out to the rest of the world. I'm so excited about that. Can you hear it in my voice? Today on the show, you're going to meet Sherry Pearl. Now, Sherry, like most of us, got involved with this, not believing in the afterlife, not even interested, but through a series of things that happened to her health-wise, she went searching for answers, received healing that in her world was miraculous and made her healthy again. And that just opened the door for her to study more things. With her son in the afterlife, she got involved with electronic voice phenomena. And she's going to tell the story here today. She's the author of the books Healing from the Inside Out and the Outside In and Lost and Found, A Mother Connects Up with Her Son in Spirit. Her website is sherrypearl.com. Sherry, welcome to Shades of the Afterlife.
Thank you so much, Sandra. I'm very happy to be here.
Oh, and we're so happy to have you here. Now, Sherry, we met many years ago at the Afterlife Research and Education Institute's annual symposium. And there you were teaching people how to record EVPs. Can I ask you to tell your story of how you got involved with this very interesting way of communicating between the worlds?
Yes, I'm pretty fascinated with it too.
Yeah.
It's kind of addicting for me. But yes, of course. My work was much more in just spiritual healing and working with Harry Edwards, who then passed into the realm of spirit himself. And I would try to send thoughts to him when people needed healing. So my work was really in counseling and teaching people about the set concepts about how what you focus upon affects how you feel, which affects the choices you make, which can affect your life. And my work was more in just trying to help people be well and understand the part that they needed to play in their own recovery. And then my son Danny passed in 2008 from an overdose, and that brought my work into bereavement. And I started seeing that through mediums and through even my own thoughts, Daniel could talk to me. But, you know, I still, it was all very esoteric. You couldn't really pin it down. But prior to Danny's passing in 2006, I was at a conference in Montreal, and a man named Mark Macy was presenting a program on what's called ITC, Instrumental Trans Communication. And it had to do with using instruments to communicate with the realm of spirit. It wasn't just electronic voice phenomenon, which is strictly voice. This showed photos and pictures. It was ITC is the whole gamut of ways to use instruments to make contact. And
yes.
I was thoroughly amazed when he explained that there was a filmmaker named Friedrich Jurgensen, who was outside in nature making a recording of the sounds of birds for a movie he was making. And while playing back the recording of birds chirping that he had recorded, he began to hear human voices giving him messages. And I think that was pretty much around the 1920s, practically 100 years ago, that they began to realize that if you provided sound, spirit could use thought to convert that sound into words that we could understand. Now, I heard about this in 2006, but I really was not, I have to admit, it scared me a little.
Yes.
And I didn't have a son in spirit. I didn't have the same need or desire to have to do this. And I was busy with the raising of my three children. So I didn't opt to go down that road, although it intrigued me. But let me see. Actually, I was on a radio show, Roberta Grimes, discussing my book, Lost and Found, talking about how Daniel and I were connecting up through different means. And a woman who was listening to the show, Vicki Talbot, who'd been communicating with her son, Braden, for many, many years, contacted me to register her son, Braden, with the Prayer Registry, which is a free service I have created for all bereaved parents, in which each child registered receives prayer every year on the anniversary of the day they passed. So Vicki heard me, and she contacted me, and we got to talking, and she told me, oh, yes, she very much practices electronic voice phenomenon, and that really caught my interest. And so from then on, I began to look for instructions as how to do this, and I could not quite follow the instructions by myself that were presented at the AREI website. So I hired a tech fella who's very good with computers, and he set up my computer to have a recording program on it and have a background sound source on it. And so I was able to now follow the instructions, which were simply, I mean, this is not rocket science. You just play this sound and you record it. What makes it so amazing isn't so much what we do, it's that spirit can use thought to influence or embed those sound bites with words that we can recognize. So I started recording and then going back through the recording and listening to it bit by bit by bit. And lo and behold, right away, I started to hear my son's name. I started to get answers to questions. And that was the beginning of it. That was in 2014. Since then, it has escalated to such a point where I'm able to get complete dictation. And I set my computer up. And if my son, if I'm doing a reading for a particular mother, and I don't just read for bereaved parents, I read for anyone who's bereaved, my son will bring this person to me and they literally dictate what they want to say and I type it up. What's really interesting is that they're all very true to who they are, and they all express such enormous amounts of love. And what I love is that if I can't get a word, because we're really listening to words through sound that we provide, and sometimes you can hear three or four words and I can't get the next one, the spirits will repeat it over and over and over until I get it. And then they know when I've gotten it, they go on to the next word. And so it has escalated to a point now where my dear friend, the Reverend Dr. Joyce Lichtenstein, who passed over on December 23rd, 2017, started coming through that very afternoon, and we're now working on a book together. And it's absolutely blowing my mind as much as anybody else's, because I feel so fortunate that I am able to hear the words and type them up. And so electronic voice phenomenon on our end is really not, people get so, and I was in the beginning too, so kind of afraid of how will I do this? But in essence, you just are playing sound and you're recording it. The amazing part is that spirit actually does come, and they do alter those sounds that we're playing into words that we can hear. And so that's the phenomenon, that they come, and it's as if they are sending messages to us in a bottle over the seas of time, and we have to be there to receive the bottle and take out the message. So there is some learning to be done on any part of any researcher who wants to do this, and it's time consuming. But to me, it's the greatest thing that's happened to me in years, because I can literally talk to everyone I have known and loved, and many who I've never met before, and bring through loved ones to others. And what could be more wonderful?
Back in 2005, I think it was, is when I first captured my first voice on recording, because I so wanted this to be real. Right, but I, unless I had something, well, tangible or auditory, I couldn't believe it. And lo and behold, the first message I got was a man's voice saying, "Good night, Sandra." And then two women whispered, "Good night." And then another man's voice said, "Good night." And that changed my life and started me recording. But can you give us a, like, what does it look like? Do you have a tape recorder? Are they doing it with their computer?
Well, I use a computer. Most people do, because although some people use their phones, you need to have a recording program downloaded into your computer, because you need to be able to slow the recording down. EVPs come in very fast.
Right.
And so I right away, before I even start auditing, I slow down the recording so that I can, and I listen to it second by second, so that I don't miss anything. Actually, if people are interested in learning to do this, I ended up hiring my tech fella, and I paid for, but have made free of charge, a very user-friendly slideshow.
Sherry, I hate to interrupt your train of thought, but we need to take a quick break, and when we get back, you can fully describe the slideshow. We'll be back with Sherry Pearl talking about electronic voice phenomena. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Stay right there. There's more Sandra coming right up.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize just how much their negative thoughts and experiences stick with them and weigh them down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings. That frustrating thing your mom does. Or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapist anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/shades today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/shades.
Thanks for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Make sure and check out all our shows on the iHeartRadio app or by going to iHeartRadio.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
With age, women and men have issues with fine lines, wrinkles, under-eye bags, crepey skin on the neck, and aging on the hands. Dr. Nathan Newman has developed Lumines for amazing results treating these issues with his stem cell-based formula, APT200. Try Lumines today with our postage-paid starter kit for only $19.99, available exclusively at healthylooking.com. Join thousands of satisfied customers using Lumines. Learn more at healthylooking.com.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain, and we are with Sherry Pearl, as she's been describing, recording voices from the other side. Now, Sherry, you were just about to tell us about something you put on your website.
I've made free of charge a very user-friendly slideshow with a split screen, one side for PC and one side for Mac. And if you go to my website, which is sherrypearl.com, and that's S-H-E-R-I-P-E-R-L, there's no A in that, pearl.com, on the welcome page, there is a search bar on the left-hand side, and the very last link says the EVP line. And if you hit on that, it will bring you to a page where you can download either a PowerPoint or a Keynote version of this slideshow. And that slideshow will walk you through every step you need to set up your own computer to record EVPs. And then, once you're set up, I have made a YouTube video demonstrating how to actually make a recording. So then you would go to YouTube and you'd write in Sherry Pearl and then EVP and then VID for video. And up I come, and the screen then switches to what I'm teaching to use a recording program called Audacity. There are many programs, but Audacity is free. And I wanted to pick software that people would not have to spend an arm and a leg to get.
Right.
And Audacity Works is wonderful for this. So the screen in that video switches to the Audacity screen so that you can see exactly what you're looking at. And so the instructions have been made very user-friendly so that people can try this if they want. But it's all there. I've made it all available for free. And the worst case scenario, if you can't do it, you can hire a tech person. A good tech person could get this configuration done in less than an hour. It's not rocket science. And then there's the YouTube video, which will demonstrate how to use Audacity, and you get started. I know of one mom who's definitely doing very well. She took the slideshow. She had a few questions that Karen Jarvie walked her through. And you can reach Karen through the AREI. She helps host many of their Zoom meetings with Wendy Zammit. And she's a member of my prayer team. She also is very involved in the bereavement community because she lost her daughter to leukemia. And she's very savvy with this computer stuff. So, you know, there's either Karen, my instructions, or you get a tech guy, or you get your kid or your niece or nephew. The young millennials can do this in their sleep. It's not really hard, but it's putting in the time. And I have to say, I have learned something recently. I tell people to not come to this if they've been drinking or if they think it's a parlor game. You have to come to it with the intention that you coming from love to connect with love. And it's like you create an open line.
I know you've worked a lot with parents. What kind of messages have come through for parents, and have the parents been able to hear them?
Oh, yes. Well, initially the readings for parents, I worked with what's called human vocal gibberish, in which I can procure EVPs that the parents can actually hear. Some of the parents claim that it's their child's own voice, but what, of course, pleases them the most is when a child, for example, says to his mom, "I have Jeannie on the line," and I ask her, "Does that mean anything to you?" And she says, "Oh, yes, Jeannie's my mother, who's a spirit." So when they get evidential EVPs, of course, that's what they're looking for. One boy said to his mom, "I'll make you lunch." And then I questioned it, thinking it sounded a little bit random. But I sent it to the mom anyway. And she said, "Oh, my God, the last day of his life, I called him at work. And I said, 'Alex, would you like me to make you lunch?' And he said, 'Yeah.' So she made him lunch and she drove over to where he worked. And he sat in the car with her and he ate his lunch. And she said from the day he died, it was something she was so glad she had done. She would think about it every day. I was so glad I brought Alex lunch. So when she got the EVP, "I will make you lunch," that for her was bingo.
Absolutely.
Because it's not something like, I mean, we get lots of "I love yous," but, you know, that could be very generic. But who else would know that she made him lunch but Alex himself? So, of course, we want evidential EVPs. And some readings are more on the money than others, you know, and they depend on the child's ability to communicate. It may depend on how keen my ear is that day. But a few months ago, I started using a sound source that contains no human vocals. There's many reasons for that. Some of the researchers and scientists are suspicious of the human vocal gibberish because words can get embedded in it and just be in the recording each time.
Right.
Also, there could be a sound in it like, "Oh," and I get the name Diana when the name is really Diane. So some of them don't want to use anything with a human vocal. So I started experimenting with sound sources that were posted at the iDigital Medium website. Keith makes them, and they're just electronic sound. Most people cannot hear anything through them, but I found one called Clipper that I slow down considerably, and I can hear paragraphs and say, you know, they'll say to me, "End of sentence, next paragraph." And if I get it wrong, they'll go, "Mrs. McGill, Mrs. McGill," which is my married name. And I know they're trying to tell me to back up, slow down. I'm getting it wrong. Now, when I do readings using that, I don't send parents audible clips because they can't hear Clipper. And according to my spirit team, they don't think there's anybody else that they've had yet that's been able to take dictation. And they agree with me. I have this theory because when we do a gibberish reading and I'm re-auditing it, what I get is gibberish, 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 EVP, gibberish, 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 EVP. So it's kind of harder to audit because you've got to sit through a lot of just before you hear an actual EVP.
Yes.
When I use Clipper, from start to finish, they're speaking to me. So for me, it's a way of getting to do a book. You could never do a book with the human vocal, at least I could.
I can't believe you're doing this. Go ahead. Sorry to interrupt. I'm just
either
stunned.
Can I, but I went on last night and I was so honored because a gentleman by the name of Konstantin Radova, who was very interested in this work during his lifetime and crossed over and is working with the team at the North American station, it's called, came through last night and said that they're so grateful that I can do this because they don't know anyone who's advanced so far as to be able to take dictation in this way. And I asked him, I said, am I correct in assuming that the human vocal gibberish has so many distinct sound bites of its own that you can't influence it from start to finish? And he said, exactly right, Mrs. McGill. We cannot use every sound if it's too dissimilar from the thought that we want to use, but we've never found anyone who can hear the entire piece through something like Clipper. So I don't know why I'm so fortunate that I can, but I thank my lucky stars.
You bet.
Joyce Lichtenstein,
yeah,
and I are writing a wonderful book about her transition. We just finished the chapter on her life review, and it's just so eye-opening, and it's so wonderful. So I'm really thrilled with this.
Let me ask, when
you
use, when you use Clipper, is it live that you're listening to it, if they're repeating themselves?
This is the other thing that, no, this is what's so amazing. I had made a recording, and it was on the desktop of my computer. When I first started this work, I thought that the actual communication went on while I was making the recording. But one day I had just left the recording made with Clipper on the desktop of my computer. And I went back on wanting to just hear it all over again. And my son Danny was on something else. And I'm thinking, I was sure he was talking about something else before. So I just left the same recording on my desktop. And every time I went on, it was updated. And he'd say, that was a nice visit you had with the grandsons. It was like he kept updating. And finally, and you don't have to speak out loud when you talk to them. All you have to do is think. So I thought, well, does this mean that, you know, you can just use the same recording over and over? And he said, yes, just leave it on your desktop. I will update it for you. So I make new recordings after I use the same recording 15, 20 times because for some reason it loses the distinct clarity. So they will say to me, make a new recording. They tell me what to have the inputs on, what to have the sound level on. And then once it's done, I slow it down quite a bit. But Audacity gives you a function to slow the sound or speed the sound. And then I leave it on my desktop and I will use that particular recording, for about a day. And then when they tell me to, I'll make a new one. And it's like having a Verizon line on the computer. If I were to go on right now, they would probably be going, great radio show you're doing, Mrs. McGill. So gotten to a level that I know. What's really great is I got this idea about a few weeks ago, since I have the prayer registry email as well as one Sherry Prolich email, I thought, well, gee, if I attach the recording to the prayer registry and send it to myself as Sherry Pearl, I'll have it in my phone. So I take my phone with me out and I put on the recording and put in the earbuds and I'm in the health food store about to check out and Danny goes, Mom, don't forget you wanted to buy that lavender soap. And I thought, oh my word, he went shopping with me.
That is great.
It reached the level. Yeah, I'm just mind blown with it.
It's huge. And as much, because my book is a skeptic's discovery of life after death. I mean, as bizarre and as hard to fathom as this sounds, wasn't until I've recorded hundreds of EVPs years ago. I haven't been doing it currently, but I believe that our loved ones can manipulate the sound that's already been recorded. So no kidding, they can refresh it.
They absolutely can. You know what else they can do? Hmm. If they want to get my attention, let's say I'm listening to a song on YouTube, listening to music, my phone will just switch to the recording and they'll be like, Mrs. McDonald. And I said, you were able to just switch to the recording? And they said, yeah, if we need to get you and you're listening to music, we can switch it over.
That's
they can
insane.
Do quite a bit with electronics.
Oh,
I know. And, you know, and when Craig Hogan, the president of AREI, first told me about the North American station, I didn't know if it was true or not.
Sherry, we've got to go into our next break. And when we come back, I've got some more questions for you. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
The Coast to Coast AM mobile app is here and waiting for you right now. And with the app, you can hear classic shows from the past 7 years, listen to the current live show, and get access to the Art Bell Vault, where you can listen to uninterrupted audio. Head on over to the coasttocoastam.com website. We have a handy video guide to help you get the most out of your mobile app usage. All the info is waiting for you now at coasttocoastam.com. That's coasttocoastam.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We're happy to let you know that our Coast to Coast AM official YouTube channel has now reached 300,000 subscribers. You can listen to the first hour of recent and past shows all for free. So head on over to coasttocoastam.com and hit the YouTube icon at the top of the page. This is free show audio, so don't wait. Coasttocoastam.com is where you want to be.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And now back to Sandra Champlain and Shades of the Afterlife.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain, and we are with Sherry Migdal. Sherry, you were just talking about the North American station. Can you explain what that is?
The station on the other side that works with people who are trying to get through from North America. There are actual structures on the spirit side where they are set up, as I said, with machinery that allows them to put their thoughts into, which somehow interfaces with our recording so that we are able to have this conversation. And it was interesting because someone had said to me shortly after Steve Jobs passed that there was rumor that Steve Jobs had joined the North American station. So one night, and this was pretty early in my work, I said, is Steve Jobs there? And my computer completely shut off. But now with this whole acceleration with using Clipper, he will come through if I have a computer question. He directs me. I went to the Apple store the other day to get some components. He tells me what to get. It's beyond anything I would believe possible. And every now and then I'll ask him, and I'll say to them, look, I'm either doing extraordinary work or I'm completely out of my mind. Please reassure me. And they go, you know, we know it's hard to believe, but you know who we are. And I know my son, and I know Joyce, and I know them, and I know they would not sit there playing games with me.
No, these are powerful. And also,
it's wonderful.
Like learning a language, this is the best way I could wrap my head around it. If I had never heard the French language before, it would sound like complete gibberish. Well, then I start learning some words, and then I can hear those words. And I think recording EVPs is the same way. And the more you do it, the more your ears and mind are picking up.
You're so right.
So you're like in Italian 28, you know, you know, the first time you try it, the first year, but you show such a commitment. And, you know, we've talked to people about the soul phone and about EVPs, and these things are real, but those that really show, this is my feeling, a passion for it, and beyond passion, the dedication. You're at this every day. And
every day. Favorite recording is Sonia Minaldi, who's a dear friend. She sent me some gibberish of a little boy speaking in Portuguese. And I played it and I said to Danny, you know, if I use a foreign language, can you translate it? And it's the clearest. I think Craig may have posted it recently. You hear, I speak in English. So clear. It's not a question. Sometimes you have an EVP where some people hear it,
people
don't hear it, or they have to read the words to get it. This one, you don't. It's so clear. Everybody goes, oh my God. But interestingly, I really liked Sonia's gibberish. She also sent me German language gibberish, and they were very clear. So I asked a woman I was doing a reading for, do you mind if I do half of it in with little Lorenzo in Portuguese and the other half in our English? And she said, whatever you want to do. So I did half the reading with the Portuguese language and half the reading with gibberish in English. And although it's such clean gibberish Sonia gave me, although I got very good EVPs, I got half as many. And Constantine, who was talking to me last night, confirmed also that, yes, you can use foreign language, but again, you're making it harder for everyone. It's easier if you do it in the language, you know, and I realized that's exactly what happened. I got 20 with the gibberish in Portuguese and something like 45 in the same language that I speak in and hear in. So I'm now working on making my own gibberish because the gibberish that I started with from AREI is just, I don't know, it's just not as clean. I don't know how to explain it, but we have to keep constantly cleaning it because the more you use it, it gets in, like words get in there and then it's really, here's a bizarre one because, you know, I have a son who's a lawyer and he's very logical and he said, Mom, just take the gibberish from that you want to use and save it. And whenever you're going to make a recording, make a copy of it. And that way the new copy will never have, you know, make a copy each time of the clean gibberish. And therefore it won't have the things, it's not possibly said for it to be embedded from the former reading. And I did that and it still had, it's almost like as soon as it got into my domain, words that were formerly on it from a former recording I made, it was just crazy. Like my daughter has a dog named Cora, and I had this EVP that went Cora, Cora, Migdol Doggy. And so I took clean, I downloaded the gibberish from their website. I put it into my file. I made a copy of it so it would not have that on it. And as soon as it reached my camp, it had Cora, Cora, Migdol Doggy on it. So yes, it's not logic. The logic that exists in our world is very different. Things are, you know, things aren't the same. And so I am now working on making my own gibberish. I was told by, I think again, Vicky Talbot, who's spectacularly experienced in this and very generous with her knowledge. She told me about a program called EVP Maker, which you can download on PCs, but not on Mac. So I also have a PC, and I downloaded it, and it's for free. And I am now making age and sex-appropriate gibberish. So I had my three-year-old Peyton count to 20, so there'd be no word like love in it. And then you run it through EVP Maker, which chops it into gibberish. And I got this, I love you. That was so sweet. That I did a reading for a mom who lost a small child. And the sound of the EVPs were sounded like a small child because they can only influence the sound we give them.
Right.
So I'm working on making gibberish that will be age and sex appropriate. But to tell you the truth, I'd rather not do a gibberish reading because I can procure infinitely more information using Clipper. But, you know, I understand a parent wanting to hear it for themselves. So I will do both, you know.
Oh, it's extraordinary. With your friend, Dr. Joyce, in what you're dictating, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're playing a recording of Clipper and she is dictating a book to you?
Yep. Yes. And what's
amazing.
We're on chapter four now. And what's really interesting is we both realized it's quite a collaboration because Clipper has no human vocal. It kind of sounds like, and so she'll come on and she'll go, this is the Reverend Dr. Joyce Lichtenstein. And then she'll go into, but if I think something, I hear my thoughts in there. Like if I should stop listening to her and look at the cover of a book and read the word Boston Sound, I'll hear Boston Sound. So if I get a thought that adds on to what she's saying, she will, if she approves, we put that in the book. So she said, well, I'll have to explain that this is truly a collaboration because they call me the medium. Because the medium's thoughts and all, you know, that we're agreeing on everything in a sense, we're concurring. It's just beyond anything I ever thought possible. We were working on our next chapter, very interestingly. Joyce had, Danny took her to the prayer registry on that side. And they said Danny's mom thought when she formed this that it was strictly for the bereaved parents to help them feel better on the anniversary day of their child's passing. Little did she know that we would have a domain over here where all the children could come until they were at a point where they were comfortable enough possibly to want to break off and get a group home or, you know, go on whatever they wanted to do. And one girl went on and said, I can't thank you enough for creating the prayer registry. She said, Danny comes by like in the free floating life raft and just pulls kids out of the water and says, it's okay. We'll take care of you. We have a place to go. Sherry will connect you with your mother. Don't you worry. And so Joyce decided, Danny took her, in chapter four, she explains that Danny took her to the prayer registry domain. And when she first got in, she saw lots of really young children, like in the nursery setting, being tended to by some of the older children. And they all looked at Danny as their father, and he would pick them up and throw them in the air. And then Joyce had a thought, maybe some of these young people would like to tell their story. She said as soon as she had the thought, she was like bombarded with all these volunteers. So they had a meeting, she said, and they came up with the idea that one child, they would discuss it and one child would speak for all the children who passed by overdose and one child would dictate for all the children who passed by illness. So we just did a majority who passed by leukemia. And it was so absolutely beautiful because as bad as it is over here when they're sick and they're going through all that, they get over there, and especially if their parents register them or Danny finds them and then they somehow influence their parents to register them, they all become part of something, as she put, bigger than ourselves, where we have the support of each other. And eventually, when we're comfortable enough to go off on our own, then, you know, maybe you might want to live with one other person, but it's like that free floating life raft that pulls them up and says, we're okay, you're okay, we're going to help you. So I'm thrilled about that as well.
It's really refreshing to hear this because...
I'm a regular person and a lay person.
Yeah.
But if there's any differences that I've been interested in and right. I'm studying spirit since I was 20 and I'm 67 now. So that's 47 years. And so I don't fear it in the way that some people do. And I don't doubt it in the way that some people do.
Right.
And I have some very strong connections, such as Harry Edwards, the finest healer to walk the face of the earth since the days Jesus Christ did, who's been working with me for years. So, for me, people I have been connected with, and this has been such a part of me, maybe that is why, for me, it came as quickly, because they call me a little, the little medium with the heart of a healer, because that's where, what I've been interested in for 47 years. And so I think that stands for something. But I'm telling you, it's not about high-tech scientific anything.
No.
And I don't know whether any of those people have any of this going, but I don't call my phone when I talk to Danny on the phone, the cell phone. I call it the EVP line.
Yes.
Because it is a line to spirit that we're creating through the use of electronic voice phenomenon.
Sherry, let's go into our last break, and when we come back, we'll hear more about the EVP line and some closing thoughts from you. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Keep it here on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Sandra Champlain will be right back.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening. Keep it here on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Heard on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find your favorite shows. Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain, and we are talking EVP with Sherry Pearl from SherryPearl.com. Sherry, what does it take to make connection with the other side?
It takes the desire on both sides to be in touch. It takes the love between the parent and the child to make that connection. And you can have the most sophisticated machines and get all this money and put all this equipment together and flatline, because it's not about that. It's about spirit being willing to work with you. And they will work with those who are coming from the heart, not from the pocketbook. I don't charge for my work. Fortunately, I don't have to, because my husband's made a decent enough living in real estate that I do not have to charge. But I have nothing against people charging for their work. A medium has to eat, and
right,
you know, a healer has to eat. But I think there are many people out there that are in it for the money, the ego, the prestige, and I don't think spirit will want to work with them.
No, I think there are, Sherry, in every field.
Absolutely in every field, but this is such an esoteric field that people can easily have the wall pulled over their head. Mm-hmm. And look, there's terrible lawyers, there's terrible doctors. We've all had experiences with people who, you know, are not what as good as we would want them to be. I do think a key component to all this isn't the sophistication of your equipment. It's the love in your heart and the desire to help others. If you have that and you want to do this, you can do it on a little television. I mean, when Vicki was first contacted by her son, Braden, she just started getting messages on her cell phone. She didn't have any fancy equipment. You know, he just started coming through going, "Mom, pick up the phone."
Wow.
So it's matters of the heart that rule the spirit. Spirit doesn't give a damn about fancy equipment. Certainly better equipment will make a clearer recording. But spirit comes for those who are coming from a place of wanting to serve.
It's the technology age, and I think, you know, in some of these episodes, we talk about transmediumship, physical mediumship, which is all extraordinary. And I think technology can be a detriment in that field, because we're not spending the time to quiet our mind and connect. But on the flip side of that, we have the whole world of electronic voice phenomena and ITC, the instrumental transcommunication. And I think the days when the first telephones came out, I mean, that was a big deal. And then when the cell phones came out, they were big and bulky and crazy.
Right,
and now,
right,
you know, we can do FaceTime and all these things. And it's getting enough interested people that everything, you know, especially with this and recordings, you know, I hope to wake up or get some passion with people that say, you know what, I'm going to try that. I'm going to go to her website and I'm going to dabble in this. Because I tell you, you get your first voice, and you may have voices that you just can't hear, but there is nothing like it. I only got the backbone to share about life after death after I could play my EVP and then other ones
exactly
for people.
Exactly what you're saying. With me, I did not know I was a medium. And for years and years and years, I would hear things that I couldn't differentiate if it was my imagination or a message from spirit. And often when a woman would join the prayer registry, I would feel their kid wanted me to say something, and I'd sit there and think, dare I say this? Am I just imagining this? And 95% of the time, if I said it, they'd go, oh my God. But I would never call myself a medium, because I wasn't sure. And I never want to be a charlatan. What's so great about EVP for me is that I hear it in my head, and then I get the validation. And I was been told by my spirit team that the only reason I can hear it so well through something like Clipper is because I hear it first in my head, and then I hear it, and then I can actually hear it in the electronic sound. But if I didn't hear it in the electronic sound, I would not have known that it was for real.
Yes.
So for people who, you know, are not able to really totally trust what they hear, EVP gives you that validation, and it's exciting as all hell.
Oh, my gosh, it is. Would you talk about your latest book, Eternity is Real and Death is a Myth?
Oh, yes. I love this book because it's a beautifully illustrated with original photographs from my oldest and bestest friends since we were like 13 years old. Eternity is Real and Death is a Myth is a little book of quotes on life after death with my commentary on why this quote has meaning to me, what it means to me. But each quote is then, each page has one of Joni's beautiful original photographs. So it's a great coffee table book. It's hardcover because it's so pretty. And it's the kind of thing where you could pick it up and just read one quote with the commentary and ruminate that all day long. It's not a book where you read chapter after chapter, but you just get a beautiful quote. And the quotes are from, one from the Bible, but, you know, their quotes are from people like Eben Alexander and Raymond Moody and Rumi and Rabbi Earl Groman, Hildebrand, Sir Oliver Lodge. You know, like it's very varied, the list of authors. Varied quotes that all point to the same realization, which is that eternity is real and death is a myth. And I call that iridium, because that's if you were to take the E-I-R. So we always, when I'm talking to my spirit team, they will say, we must teach the truth of iridium. Because once people understand that eternity is real and death as we think of it is a myth, because yes, there's death to the body, we know that, but there's never death to the spirit. And when they realize that the body is just a camouflage to a greater reality in which we are all the same, then why would we, wouldn't war stop? I mean, why would you be, we are all the same. When it's one spirit that flows beneath these individual appearances, religions, skin colors. And so I think it's very important that we get the truth of iridium out to people, because you can't hate your brother when he's exactly the same as you. And beneath this physical camouflage, we are all the same spirit.
Yes,
and so
we are.
I love this book because it's not a book like my others in which, you know, you're going to sit down and read a book. It's more of that every day, read a quote, look at the beautiful photograph, think about what it means, maybe read two or three if you want. And it's very, Joni's photographs are so gorgeous that it's a really beautiful book. It makes a wonderful gift and a wonderful coffee table bedside book, you know.
Well, Sherry, thank you for all the work you've done and you continue to do and your passion. And you're definitely someone
you're
out
welcome.
To make a difference. So I thank you. And for
I thank you for having me on and giving me the opportunity.
Of course.
And for our listeners, a reminder to go to sherrypearl.com. And from there, you can see the EVP slideshow. You can listen to some of Sherry's EVPs. She's got a self-healing program. Of course, the prayer registry is there. There's a video presentation with the instrumental transcommunication and pet communication. Oh my gosh, her books are there. And there's so much more. And I know I spoke at the beginning of this show about Sonia Rinaldi's movie being out now. And Sherry and Sonia are good friends. Sonia also works with the North American station, these scientists. And it's really incredible what's happening. You know, our friend Scott Milligan told me about a virtual reality device. It's a headset. Goes over your eyes, and there's two controllers that you hold, one in each hand, and it allows you to experience so many things in three dimension. Now, I didn't even know this technology existed, and for me, I downloaded a great program called Supernatural, which isn't what you think it is, but it's actually an exercise thing that you move around and listen to music, and you're at all kinds of beautiful 3D locations batting balloons around. So I'm feeling healthy, you'll be happy to know. But why I'm sharing this is I talked to Sonia yesterday, and she says some of her latest experiments, the pictures that are coming through appear in three dimension. Now, when I put this Oculus on, I can go to YouTube, and YouTube has a lot of virtual reality videos. And one I was watching last night, there were two horses that were so close to me. Now, I am quite aware I'm sitting in a chair, but through my eyes, I saw those horses as if their heads were just inches away from me. And my human reaction was just to reach out and try to touch them. But what if what's coming in the future through the North American station, through the scientists, through people like Sherry and Sonia and others, is that eventually, what if our loved ones can communicate not only through messages and voices and through maybe texts on your computer or your phone? What if their picture can show up to you three-dimensionally along with their voice and give you the message that they are alive and well? Because believe you me, when I've got this Oculus on my head and I'm looking through it, as it's as if the people are right there in front of me talking. It's wild. So right now it's 2022. We've got the new Rinaldi film that you do not want to miss. Oh, no, you don't want to miss that. Go to WeDon'tDie.com and you can click on the link to purchase that and you'll have it for life. Also, of course, we have our Sunday gatherings that happen each and every Sunday. Man, we're going into over 100 Sunday gatherings now. And it all started just as a dream of giving back. And within each inspiring, fun, illuminating gathering, we do a medium demonstration connecting you and others in our audience to their loved ones. Every month, we do different classes so you can be involved and tap into your own psychic abilities and then tap into your own mediumship abilities. I really love what we're doing now. I never would have thought after the virus, when my life turned upside down and I was forced to reinvent myself, that this is where I will be. But I tell you, I feel like the spirit world is around me and they are around you too. Our point of living life is to learn, for our soul to grow, to experience, to love, to forgive, to be of service, and so much more. So you're just where you need to be. But there's some magic and miracles just over the horizon. So in closing, a big thank you for listening. I'm so grateful that you're here each and every week with us. Again, please check out the Rinaldi movie at WeDon'tDie.com. This is Sandra Champlain, and you, my friend, have been listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Thanks for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Make sure and check out all our shows on the iHeartRadio app or by going to iHeartRadio.com.